Lesson 39. Operation. While John Gilbert was in hospital, he asked his doctor to tell him whether his operation had been successful. He asked if Mr. Gilbert's operation had been successful. The doctor is performing an operation on the patient. He had an operation for lung cancer. Successful. He asked if Mr. Gilbert's operation had been successful. Tom has been very successful in his business. J.K. Rowling, who writes the Harry Potter series, is a very successful writer. Following. The following day, the patient asked for a bedside telephone. The following are some important points. He was totally restored the following year. Patient. No, the patient answered. I'm Mr. John Gilbert. The patient asked for mercy killing. Many patients died of heart attacks. Alone. When he was alone, he telephoned the hospital exchange and asked for Dr. Millington. She wants to be alone. After his wife's death, he was alone in the world. Exchange. The exchange put him through to his friend. The exchange is quite busy at the moment. Inquire. Mr. Gilbert said he was inquiring about a certain patient. A Mr. John Gilbert. He went to the information desk to inquire about the meeting. She inquired of him the reason for not coming to the party. Certain. A certain Mr. White visited you this afternoon when you were out. A certain Mr. Jack asked you to phone back. Caller. Then, Dr. Millington asked the caller if he was a relative of the patient. I don't know the caller. He told the caller to hold on. Relative. His relatives looked down upon him. His only immediate relative died yesterday and left him alone in the world. Lesson 40. Hostess. The hostess asked me to sit next to Mrs. Rumbold. The hostess is very hospitable. He expressed his thanks to the hostess before he left. Unsmiling. Mrs. Rumbold was a large, unsmiling lady in a tight black dress. The boss is an unsmiling man. He has remained unsmiling throughout the interview. Tight. This pair of shoes is too tight for me. The coat is too tight and it needs altering. Fix. Her eyes were fixed on her plate. Her eyes fixed dead at the picture. He fixed his gaze at the newcomer. Globe. A new play is coming to the Globe soon. People from every corner of the globe went to South Korea and Japan to watch the football game. It is too crowded on the globe. Despair. In despair, I asked her whether she was enjoying her dinner. The news threw him into utter despair. He is in despair. Lesson 41. Rude. You needn't be so rude about it. I don't like his rude manners. It was rude of you not to invite him. Mirror. You needn't be so rude about it. My wife answered as she looked at herself in the mirror. His driving mirror is dim. She admired her image in the mirror. Hole. I sat down on one of those modern chairs with holes in it and waited. He dug a hole in the garden. His socks are in holes. Remark. We mustn't buy things we don't need, I remarked suddenly. It is impolite to remark upon the way others dress. I remarked that we would finish the work the next day. Remind. I needn't remind you of that terrible tie you bought yesterday. He reminded me to post the letter. I reminded him that he had an appointment with the dentist this afternoon. Lighthouse. My wife was wearing a hat that looked like a lighthouse. The lighthouse is invisible in the heavy fog. The light on the lighthouse suddenly went out.